Well, good morning. Philip Newbury here with a special edition of Ask the Expert. And with me this morning is Elaine von Callen, who is from Coldwell Banker Traditions, and Kevin Onozuk from JG Wentworth. And they will be answering your questions about buying or selling real estate. Oh, good morning, Elaine, and good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Philip.
Wonderful. Great to see you both here. And we're going to kick it off with Elaine. We always like to go with ladies first. All right, Elaine. I've heard you say numerous times on the previous Ask the Expert, the golden rule for buyers and sellers is price, condition, and location. So let's start with location. Is there a good location or bad location?
Well, this is a big subject, so we'll probably have a part one and part two show about this.
Right.
There is no such thing as a good location or a bad location.
Uh-huh.
What it is what is going to meet your needs as a buyer. I will give you an example.
Yeah.
I recently moved from New Kent to Tappahannock, Virginia, Essex County.
Okay.
We got 40 acres and we got a rancher because baby boomers do not like going up and down steps anymore.
That's true.
The reason we moved is my husband is in, he has Williamsburg Irrigation and he does irrigation, but he wants to branch out and his pet dream is to have a nursery. So we got the land so he could have a nursery. With that being said, people saying that's a bad location because your office is here where your secretaries are, so you're an hour and 15 minute drive. No, because in that hour and 15 minutes, I can take care of business.
Well, you can, yeah.
Yes, a lot of business on the phone. And what we did was when we were looking to buy, and I told my husband, you have got to narrow down the location. So we took about 8 weeks and we went out to different areas. We went to Prince George. We went to Surrey.
Uh-huh.
We went Charles City. We went King William, King and Queen. We went everywhere. And what we did is we went out for a day trip.
Mm-hmm.
We scoured the little towns or what was near there. We had lunch. And we was watching what was coming up on the market. And as when we saw a house we liked, we went back to that area and scoured it out and the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So this is a good location for my husband. I can deal with it. And it's a good location for me. I'll just expand my business. But with that being said, a lot of people say, well, that's bad. You got all that driving. I'm a real estate agent. What do I do normally? Drive. So.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
A bad location would be something that wouldn't meet your needs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say you're a country person. And you get in a subdevelopment that has HOA fees and has restrictions.
Yep.
And you want a garden in the back and the HOA will not allow you because, of course, you can put a scarecrow up to get the birds and the squirrels out your garden. So you have a problem. That would be a bad location to you. So location is a very broad thing.
Very broad. Yeah.
You know, and what would the purpose be that you're buying the house for?
Yeah.
And that is what Kevin and I go over when we talk to our clients. What is their goals and what would meet their goals, whether it's price-wise or what are the amenities?
Well, yeah, it's very true. Location, yeah. Well, Kevin, does location affect the loan? If so, how?
It does and it doesn't. You certainly are welcome to purchase a home anywhere you want, and we are certainly happy to finance that. And there are some basic mortgage programs that you can use anywhere. There is one in particular that is unique based on the location, and that's the USDA mortgage. That is the same people that certify your beef in the grocery store. They actually offer a mortgage program to help promote affordable housing in rural areas. With the USDA mortgage, you do not have to be a first-time home buyer to use it, and there is absolutely no down payment required.
Mm-hmm.
So you can buy a home in an area they designate as rural with no down payment. You can roll in all of your closing costs, either having the seller pay it or rolling it into the mortgage as long as the appraised value supports it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say rural, it actually covers a lot of the area that folks will be listening to us in right now. So you can't really do Hampton, Newport News. You can't do downtown city of Williamsburg.
Right.
But say, for example, James City County, for the most part, everything west of Centerville Road.
Mm-hmm.
York County, for the most part, everything west of Denby, like, you know, west of the base down there.
Okay.
So there are some great opportunities, including, of course, Gloucester, Matthews,
oh, yeah.
you know, other side of the water on Smithfield. So there's a lot of things that are very close to us that can be considered rural, and you can use the USDA mortgage program.
Upper York County?
Upper York County, yes. Yeah. So Queens Lake actually
yes.
even qualifies as rural. You know, it's certainly does
really?
Certainly
yes.
seems like a very suburban area to most of us, but per the USDA guidelines, it's a rural area. So that's something that's very exciting. There's some other, I guess, opportunities in target areas. So there's some areas, maybe Hampton, Newport News, where they're looking to do some redevelopment. And there's incentives for first responders to move into those areas, or special mortgage programs.
Mm-hmm.
There's even a program that gives them a huge discount off the purchase price to encourage folks to move into some underserved areas in our community.
Hmm.
So, you know, there's target areas where you can purchase with low or no down payment, sometimes even discounted sales prices to help encourage folks to live there. And otherwise on the loan location, it really doesn't have a huge impact. We do need to get an appraisal done, so that's important. An appraiser is going to go out. Then appraisal is a little different in, say, a suburban area or a city versus a rural area. They're going to have to go a little further out to get a value determination, looking at what other homes have sold for recently. And there's sometimes not as many recent sales close by in a rural area, but we have some great appraisers that handle that all of the time. So not really an issue or a problem. So I would say location affecting the loan, certainly nothing negative,
mm-hmm.
but there can be some definite positives in getting some better programs.
Gotcha. Well, thank you, Kevin.
I'd like to ask you a question, Kevin.
Sure.
What is the difference in VHDA and USDA when it comes to loan types?
Okay. Great question, Elaine. USDA, we kind of went through. You do not have to be a first-time home buyer. You do have to purchase in a rural area. No down payment required. Very good low fixed rates, low monthly payments. VHDA, that's the Virginia Housing Development Authority. That is a state-sponsored agency that offers the first-time home buyer program for here in Virginia. They offer incentives to help encourage first-time home buyers in all of Virginia. Some of the things that they offer are some subsidized interest rates. You can get maybe a little bit of below market interest rates, but what's more exciting is some of the down payment assistance that they offer. They have one mortgage called an FHA Plus mortgage.
Uh-huh.
So an FHA mortgage, Federal Housing Administration, typically requires a down payment of 3.5% of the purchase price. So say you were buying a $100,000 home, that'd be $3,500. The FHA Plus mortgage is a no down payment version of that where you finance the entire thing. So you'd finance your FHA first mortgage, and then you'd finance that down payment as well. But what's even more exciting is a couple years back, they offered some grant funds mm-hmm. that was on a temporary basis that has become, from everything we expect, permanent. So these are grant funds for down payment that you actually don't have to pay back.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some free money to help you purchase a home. Now with the grant funds, they do expect you to come to the table with something. They want you to have a little bit of skin in the game. You have to do 1%. So say on a $100,000 purchase, you have to come up with $1,000. So certainly very reasonable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you're a first-time home buyer, the VHDA program, the Virginia Housing Development Authority, can make it really affordable to purchase. If you think you don't have the money to do it, guess what? You probably have enough.
Well, Kevin, that's very interesting. And ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Onozuk is the branch manager of JG Wentworth. And if you want to contact him or you need more answers to your questions for mortgages, etc., I can give you a direct number, 757-220-5491. And he's situated in Bulliphants Boulevard, off of Moortown Road.
Yep, up in Michael Commons, across from the Sentara Hospital, YMCA.
Yeah, an easy place to find. And Elaine, you mentioned that depends on the buyer. So let's say I want a second home. What factors do I look for?
Well, what amenities do you like? Do you like golfing? Do you like boating, which are all very prevalent in this area? Do you want to go to water country? Do you have grandkids coming in, or do you have children that's of that age? Or do you like to go to water country? Of course, you have to have a good physique. I would not say to go there if you don't. And you would bush gardens, and don't go on those big rides if you don't have a strong stomach either. That would be bad.
Yeah.
But it would depends on the amenities.
Heart as well.
Yes, like, you know, what stores do you shop at? What do you frequent? What is in your comfort zone? Is there a do you like to go to church? Is there a church near you? Is there a grocery store near you? Are you a baby boomer like me? Is there a hospital near you, for God's sake? You know, what are you looking for in your amenities? That is very, very important. That's
why you've got to list all these things.
Yes, and write yourself a list.
Yeah,
and then check it off as you go and you scout the area, because some places have a lot more than others. Like take Williamsburg, James City County. There's everything you want here.
Everything you want.
But say you go to New Kent.
Yeah.
A little bit more challenging.
Yeah, a bit limited. Yeah.
But you have the country feel if you want the getaway home.
Yeah.
So it just depends on what amenities would suit your needs. Then let's talk about resale. All right, are you going to your second home going to become a retirement home for you later? And if not, you're going to have to sell it, or somebody in your family is going to have to sell it at one point. Make sure you're in an area that will hold value. So start looking. Ask your agent, ask me, but ask your agent to look at the comps in that area, the values. Are they holding value? What are the resales? What is the percentage of resales, the value? So there's a lot to consider in just saying you come to Williamsburg, you're riding in a carriage down to Duke of Gloucester Street, you eat at a tavern, and you're in love. That, you know, there's a little bit more to look into.
Absolutely,
than that.
Yes.
And your price range, what you
don't,
are.
Don't close your eyes just because you've seen what you
that's
what
right,
you love.
The governor's palace.
You got to look a little bit further.
And you got to remember, you have taxes, you have insurance, you have utilities. You know, are you going to put an alarm system in, or are you in a gated community? I mean, you need to factor in all these issues. Who's going to cut the grass? You can't let the grass get a foot tall. Are you going to get in a community that offers that? Or is there somebody that's going to do that? There's a lot to factor when you're buying a
factors.
Second home.
Yes, indeed. Kevin, you know, what loan or loans will work for a second home?
Hey, that's a great question, Philip. But I do want to make a little aside. Elaine mentioned water country and having a good physique. Actually, you must not have been there lately, because it's quite the opposite at water country. I always say, if I want to feel really good about myself, I will go hang out at Water Country for the day.
That's because you have a good physique, sweetie.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
I think you've been hanging out in the
but
sunshine. Anyway.
Comparatively, yeah, it's a good place to be for a good self-confidence boost. But back to your question about second homes. There's really one primary mortgage that is used for a second home, and that's your basic conventional mortgage. They are backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. All of your more unique programs, such as FHA, USDA, and VHDA that we talked about a little earlier, are all geared towards helping folks get into primary residences. As a second home, you just get the good old conventional mortgage, the same one our parents and grandparents all had. With a second home, you do have to make a little bit more of a down payment. We require a minimum of a 10% down payment. Those are the conventional requirements, so you'll find that across the board, across the country, actually. So it's a great program. You can get good low fixed rates. You can get your 30-year fixed, 15-year fixed. There's probably even some adjustables. They're coming back a little bit And the ones that are back are good, safe, government-backed mortgage programs, not the crazy stuff from 15 years ago. One thing that is important on a second home, it has to pass the smell test, we call it. We are going to look at, does this really make sense that it's going to be a second home? So if you live in Williamsburg in a 2,000 square foot house and you're buying a second home in Williamsburg, another 2,000 square foot house, that's not going to make sense. We're going to know that you're not going to vacation or spend your weekends three blocks away. You're buying an investment property and trying to call it a second home to pay a little less in interest and a little less in down payment.
Okay.
It's got to make sense. So if you live in Pennsylvania and want to buy a beautiful second home here in Williamsburg, that makes sense.
Yeah.
If you live here in Williamsburg and want to buy a second home by the water, whether it's Smith Mountain Lake or towards the oceanfront or wherever, that would make sense. So really, a second home mortgage, very simple, minimum 10% down, and it's got to make sense that it really will be a second home.
Good. Okay. Elaine, first of all, before we go with the next question, I want you to give the listeners, because your office is in Coldwell Banker Traditions on Ironbound Road?
Correct. Also, is Brooks Real Estate.
Yes.
That does the property management part, which I do property management. It does the property management part of the business. It's the umbrella. But I do my broker's license with Brooks Real Estate and Coldwell Banker Traditions. We are on Ironbound Road.
Yep.
And the best way to reach me is my cell, 757-288-4685, 757-288-4685. You can call, you can text. I will respond to you quickly. If I don't pick up right away, I'm with a client, but as soon as I get through that, I will respond to you.
Yes, Elaine will always get back to you. I do know that, she will. All right, Elaine, now I see you had a question emailed to you. Okay, and here we go. I am so confused. I am looking for a second home and love different areas around Williamsburg and surrounding areas. Could you please give me some points to help me narrow down my search?
All right. I can give you some points, and I did have this email to you. Say you want to go to Colonial Beach. You ever heard of Colonial Beach?
Yes, I've been there.
Okay. Say you want to live in Colonial Beach because actually you can get a really good values in Colonial Beach for second homes. And it's right there on the river. And if you go across the bridge, you're in Maryland.
That's
so you
right.
can actually do two states at one time.
Yeah.
So, but say that you, your primary focus is boating. They have excellent marinas there.
Mm-hmm.
They have some excellent restaurants
there.
But the other amenities, you have to travel a little bit to get. So when you call me, I'm going to say, give me three main amenities that you want to have a second home for. Because this will be your vacation house. You know, and I did an article not too long ago. Well, it's been a couple years ago. And Kevin, he would always help me when I needed an expert on my articles to quote. It's called a staycation.
Staycation.
Yes. So when you're buying any kind of home, say you're a young person and you don't have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So do it in a place that, whether it's going to be a second home or your primary home, that you are going to have the amenities you want for your staycation or your vacation. I would also say, like I told you before, the resources of the area, you know, and talk to the people. People love to talk. They love to talk.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, but I know a lot of people do. But anyway, if you go to eat in a restaurant, start talking to the people there.
Talk to the waitress.
Yeah, to the waitress. Go in a beauty salon. Go in a grocery store.
Yeah.
Talk to the clerks.
Yeah.
Talk to the people in the aisle. You'd be amazed.
Do a little bit of homework.
Yeah, they would love to give you all their wonderful knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can, that's easy. I mean, you can go to anybody. If they're local, they'll talk.
Yes.
They'll talk. Kevin, what do you tell buyers when they call you about a loan for a second home?
Well, Philip is really kind of a lot of the stuff we just talked about when we're talking about the details of the mortgage program, what's available. It has to make sense that it is a second home. But the process itself is very similar to purchasing a primary residence investment property. We just start with some application information, who you are, where you live, where you work, stuff everybody would know off the top of their head. Really easy, takes maybe 5 minutes or so. And we're working on a pre-approval. So we're taking an initial look at credit, that's your credit report, to include your credit score and overall credit rating. And we're taking a look at affordability. You know, does the new mortgage payment make sense? Does it look affordable based on your current income and any other bills you may have? And if you have a mortgage on your current primary residence, we'll take that into account as well. But otherwise, we do the exact same process, get somebody a pre-approval letter, and then a fantastic realtor like Elaine can then take them out and find them a fantastic house to have as their second home.
Exactly.
And I have a question, Kevin. On the debt-to-income ratio that you look at, is it any different a primary residence versus a second home?
No. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac set maximum debt-to-income ratio guidelines that we have to follow. They've actually been raising those year over year. Some of your other primary residence purchase programs, FHA, VA, are very aggressive on affordability. We can do a lot more. Conventional mortgages are traditionally known to be a little bit more conservative on what they allow, but they're expanding a bit. As we all know, you know, 15 years ago, the market went crazy. Mm-hmm. If you could fog a mirror, you could get a mortgage.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was bad. And I was in the business at that time, and you know, loans were made that you just knew that person could not afford to repay. Yeah.
And I have another question for you. There was a big hoop to do about a year or two ago about student loans, how they affect your credit score. Whether, I guess, you're a doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, whatever, how much impact is that going to have on you purchasing a second home?
Student loans, they're going to have the same impact as any of the mortgage programs. They, of course, do impact your credit and credit score. If you pay them on time, then that helps build good positive credit. If you don't pay them on time, that's a negative item on your credit report. But what's really significant is in the affordability calculations. So a lot of folks will come to apply for a mortgage, especially a lot of first-time home buyers. They're young, they have a lot of student loans, but they're all in deferment. I don't have to pay them. Well, we used to be able to say, okay, just show us that they are deferred. But now the majority of the mortgage programs do require us to factor in a payment, usually about 1% of the balance of the student loan as your monthly payment. So that can really hamper folks on affordability-wise and qualifying to purchase. So student loans have become a bigger issue in the last few years as we've had to be more focused on those monthly payments, especially for ones that are in deferment, etc.
Thank you, Kevin. That's, that's enlightening. Now, Elaine and Kevin, any thoughts or last words on the June market conditions?
We're still in a very schizophrenic market, as I like to say. It'll speed up for 2 or 3 weeks, and then it slows down for 6 to 8 weeks, and then it speeds up. And I do not know what is contributing to this.
Maybe the weather.
I don't know. I have been trying to put my finger on it for the past 2 years that we have been in this.
Yeah.
We still have not had lowering here in James City County, but in this area overall. I have seen a pick up in the market on the northern neck a little bit more. I have seen a pick up in the market on New Kent. The reason New Kent is picked up is Richmond is sold out.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Richmond is sold completely out. They have very little inventory. So it's like in a circle, and Richmond would be the center.
Well, it's an easy commute.
Yes, and then they're coming out into the outer circles. New Kent's the first one they're going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
So New Kent needed to get hit because it went way down when we had our bubble bust. So the New Kent is starting to pick up. Kevin, what are you seeing in applications and stuff?
I'm experiencing a lot of the same thing. I'm certainly getting a lot of great buyers that are getting pre-approved, but they're having trouble finding something. Definitely in the Richmond area, definitely in the peninsula, Hampton, Newport News.
Yes.
Finding something in an affordable price range in the Williamsburg region, Williamsburg, James City County, is very tough. There is a lack of inventory throughout the housing market, and I think that's, from what I hear, a big obstacle folks are having in becoming homeowners. Houses are getting sold quickly. Yeah, they're getting multiple offers, and you're seeing some price increases coming. And I think that's kind of slowing down some opportunities in the short term. So for anybody with a house, they may be thinking about selling. You need to call a great real estate agent like Elaine.
Elaine, yes,
prices
indeed
are going to continue to rise. Mortgage interest rates are projected to increase. So it may be a great opportunity to sell at a good time of the market. And as a buyer, it's probably one of the most affordable times that you're going to have anywhere in the near future.
How far out are you putting locks now for interest rates?
Yeah, I mean, generally we can close in 3 to 4 weeks at most. So, 30-day locks are plenty. You know, if you have a contract a month away, that's, in most cases, pretty easy to get through. You know, any delays typically come from maybe some seller issues and things they have to fix and, things outside of our control in the mortgage world.
Well, thank you, Kevin. That was Kevin Onozak from JG Wentworth. And to contact Kevin, 220-5491. And also we've been talking with Elaine Von Cannon from Coldwell Banker Traditions. And to contact Elaine,
757-288-4685. 757-288-4685.
And Philip, for your listeners, I'll even share my cell phone.
Please do.
So Kevin Onozak, my cell number is 757-645-8996. That's 645-8996. Feel free to call me, text me, send me a video, whatever you like.
He likes emojis.
I do. I overuse emojis.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope we've answered a few questions which you may need for buying or selling real estate. I'd like to thank Kevin and I'd like to thank Elaine for being our experts today. Until next month, this is Philip Newbury, WMBG FM 97.7 and AM 740. Back to the music that you love.